Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day today, isn't it?
I got these for you.
Thanks. Hey, listen,
I was thinking we could stay in tonight.
Actually, I called you over here today because I have something to tell you.
I'm sorry, boy, you can stop now. This really isn't working out. I really don't like making out with you very much. Oh, no, it has nothing to do with you. I just don't like the things we do. Besides, now that you'd mentioned, I'd much prefer a woman's touch. Oh, why are you putting on your coat? Why are you headed for the door? I'm sure it's nothing that we can't work out. You want an explanation? I don't know where to begin. You want to know what this is all about? Okay, so fine, I slept with your ex-girlfriend. That's why she broke up with you in January. I didn't have the heart to tell you, 'cause you were such a nice guy. But men just honestly don't do it for me. I met her the day at your apartment, and when you went out to buy cigarettes, we made out on the couch, then made love on your bedroom floor. When you were cooking dinner, we did it on the front porch. When you were watching the news, we did it behind the closet door. Remember the night at dinner, we were giggling to each other. That's 'cause her hands were actually reaching up my skirt, and her body is so soft, and her fingers are so gentle. Oh boy, can you please try not to look so fucking hurt? I'm sorry when I had to end up like this, but women are just so much better, don't you see? I didn't have the heart to tell you, 'cause you were such a nice guy. But men just honestly don't do it for me. I hate your hairy arms and legs. I hate how your lips feel, I have to confess. And she is so beautiful, she's not so rough and not too coarse. She's also got two sexy squishy things called breasts, and I'm glad we found some common ground. I'm sorry we didn't last very long. We didn't look that cute together anyway. I think I'll give your ex-girlfriend a call. I'm glad it worked out after all. I hope to God your next girlfriend doesn't turn out to be gay. So try not to look so disappointed. It's not a very good way to be. I didn't have the heart to tell you, 'cause you were such a nice guy. But men just honestly don't do it for me. Honestly, don't do it for me.
Aw, he's such a nice guy, and that's the name of the song, and I love it. It's the latest by Melissa Lee. She was half of the duo Good Asian Drivers, and now is on her own with her band The Barely Theirs. And this is J.D. Doyle with Out Radio. I've got a very packed show, 'cause there's so much I've been wanting to play. So much that I've added an extra hour this month. Getting right to it, I've known about this next artist for a while, and I'm very pleased his new album is finally out. He's Charles K. Brown, and the album is called Trouble Is. From it, here's To Love Again.
Crossroads, baby, which way do we turn? I've got nothing to hide, oh, but I got a thing or two to learn. Are we having a love affair? Is it there? Are we just fooling around?
Prison walls won't keep you from my heart, Stanley. The time you serve will not just tick away. I think about you when we're far apart, Stanley. And I'll be there come visitation day. With a deck of cards and my heart on my sleeve, till the prison guard says it's time to leave. Every Sunday I sit by the phone, Stanley, waiting for that one long distance call. Any other night I spend alone, Stanley, saving up to give to you my all. And when I hear your voice, I rejoice inwardly. Still, if I had a choice, you'd be here with me. Stanley, do you really care for me? And can it be that someday soon you will be free to show me? All my friends say I should let you go, Stanley. They tell me you don't mean a word you say. Only time will prove that isn't so, Stanley. And I'll be here for you until that day. With a helping hand and a plan to succeed, why can't they understand that's all a man really needs? Stanley, do you really care for me? And can it be that Christmas Day you will be free to show me? Come on and show me, Stanley. Prison bars won't keep my love away, Stanley. And I'll be there come visitation day. Yeah, I'll be there come visitation day.
By Charles K. Brown, that was To Love Again, followed by one of the few gay prison love songs, Stanley. I knew I would like this album because he had the help of a lot of folks I know. Freddie Freeman produced and engineered it and sang backups, and other artists on the CD you've heard before in my shows included, take a breath, Nomalee Brennett, Jeffrey Altergott, John Gilbert Livett, Kendall Kelly, Tosi Omana, Tommy Johns, Don Harvey, Jay Freeman, and others. And, oh yeah, here's another song from the CD that just delighted me. Some of you may know that I love gay cover versions of girl group songs of the 60s. I did a 3-hour show on this theme in October of 2005, and Charles did one on the new album that would fit right in. It's the Goffin and King song that Little Eva made a big hit out of in 1962. And this is even more special to me because this is the first gay version of it. Charles K. Brown and Keep Your Hands Off My Baby.
Hey, man. Come on over here. We got something to talk about. We've been friends for oh so long. I let you share what's mine. But when it comes to the boy I love, it's time to draw the line. Keep your hands off my baby. I ain't gonna tell you, but one more time. Oh, keep your hands off my baby. Better get it through. Get it through your head. That boy is mine.
That was another Goffin and King song, but it was definitely not a hit. The title was He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. Dear Jerry Goffin and Carole King, really? Originally recorded by the Crystals and produced by Phil Spector, with lyrics like that, it was definitely a bad idea. But in recent years, there have been a number of cover versions of it, including that last one by Frank Ragala from his Crimes Against Nature album from 1996. These days, Frank Ragala is more behind the scenes as a writer and producer, and his new project is called Twinkle You. Singing and co-writing on the project is Chris Law, a professional classical musician blessed with a countertenor voice. So Frank has showcased that on the album. From it are Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and a medley of two Bronski Beat songs, Why and Small Town Boy.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, I wonder what you are, up 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 so high, like a diamond in the sky. The blazing sun is gone, when nothing shines upon, show your little light, twinkle all the night. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Find the treasure in the dark, thanks you for your tiny star. I see which way to go, if you did not twinkle through the dark blue sky you keep, and through my curtains you peep.
You and me together.
And here comes a band that will likely remind you a bit of Lou Reed with a touch of Bowie. Singing Romeo and Romeo is the band Modern Mothers. I quite like this next artist, and last January I named his recent CD, The Pink and the Gray, as one of the best of 2010. He's Kevin Wong, and he's working on the next album, and has released a track from it called Books and Drinks.
That we've got all day to hole up in the blanket. And if it should thunder, I know that I'm safe here with you. Babe, we can just drown it out. I'll fry some eggs and bacon, the sound of music playing. Stay in our underwear all day. We'll one more cup and drink it down. Procrastination has never felt better. Let go. 2 days for wasting, wasting love. With comic snaps and gaming and Julie Andrews playing, let all your cares just float away.
It's gonna be so nice to see home again. He said, my baby, I ain't been this tired since I don't know when. Then he said, maybe we can do some traveling now. Maybe we'll just spend some time alone. Then he said, oh, my baby, it's gonna be good to be back home. He said, darling, please tell me how you missed me. He said, my sweet darling, won't you lay me down and kiss me? Then he said, I can't wait to leave this stereo room. Yeah, they've kept me way too long this time. Then he said, oh, my darling, take me home, I'm feeling fine. But there's just this red ribbon that's pinned to my heart, and the welcome mat that I left at the door. The doctor couldn't tell me why my love won't be coming home anymore. This fucking useless red ribbon that rips through my heart, and the welcome mat that mocks me at the door. Somebody please explain to me why he's not coming home anymore. No more. He's not coming home. baby. What I wouldn't give just to hold you again. My sweet baby, I still love you, and I remember when. And so I'll leave a candle in the window, just in case you need a guiding light. Oh, Jesus, baby, I'm really missing you tonight. Stay there at the door. You'll always have a home in my heart. You're part of me forevermore.
Stuff. Following Kevin Wong was Nashville artist Ted Fox, and I thank him for sending me that demo of his song Home. And I thank Julie Schur for sending me her new album, and this song is the opening track.
Just that
again.
Again, that was Julie Shore and the opening track of her new CD, the song Been So Long. And I've played the title track from the album before, as I got an advanced demo of the song, and I love it. It's called Boy in the Girls' Room, and features guest artist Goddess. And I've never done this before, not sure anyone has, but I've put together a trio of songs about people thinking lesbians are in the wrong bathroom. The second song is You Got Me All Wrong from 1994 by the Cowgirl Sweethearts. And then, from a totally different genre, Tribe 8 from their 1996 album Snarkism. That one's called Wrong Bathroom.
Short hair, no chest, I can tell you've already assessed that it must be true. I shouldn't be sharing a stall next to you. Don't stare, ma'am, please don't scream. There's no need to call security. I promise I'm not a guy. You can just call me a B-O-I. Better things to do today than to scare you nice upstanding ladies away. Ma'am, please don't hit me with your bag. Just think of me as a nice young girl in drag. I'm not a guy, but I'm not some dolled up girl. I can see how that would shake your whole damn world. But could we discuss this later, please? I've been driving for 6 hours and I've been drinking too much tea. Just can't understand. If you're so sure about your thoughts on my gender, could you please explain to my vagina that I'm a man? Boys will be boys and girls will be girls long after we get tattoos and shave off all our curls. There's no need to chase me from the bathroom stall, no need at all. I'm not here for a cheap peep show. If I was trying to pick up women, there are better spots to go. I don't enjoy this either, but for now I have no choice. Until the happy day I find a door that's labeled boys.
After hours on the road, I can't hold it anymore. And the only place to go is some scary rest stop on the side of the road. Someone tried to tuck my shirt in, yeah, hoping they'll see my breasts. But with this shirt that I'm wearing, it could look kinda like a man's chest. So I opened up the door, but I heard the ladies grasp. Looking for their purses, they grabbed them so fast. And one of the ladies swung at me and screamed, "You fucking pervert!"
Hey lady, hey lady.
But that ended quick as I said, "Look," and lifted up my shirt.
You didn't really do that, did you? Hell yeah, man. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Desperate times call for desperate measures. You know, they doubt you, prove them wrong. In the wise words of Goddess, baby, prove them wrong.
I'm just a dyke. Till I have to pee, then I have the whole motherfucking world staring at me. Am I such a freak that your jaw has to hit the floor? Yes, I read the door. So go tell your dashing husband, Bubba, that I'm here. And I'll explain again, I'm not a guy, I'm just a queer. Maybe then we can all just be friends. But that rebel t-shirt tells me that's not how it's gonna end. I'm always gonna be the boy in the girl's room, unless I buy myself a nice wig and a dress. And if you think I look bad now, no one wants to see that level of mess. This goes out to all my boys in the girls' rooms. I know society has made you pee shy, but know you're not alone, and keep on going proudly. Cause somewhere out there, there's a hot girl looking for her B-O-I.
They said it was the way I used to play. Confused, 'cause I fit into your box, you loser.
and that was my wrong bathroom set. This is J.D. Doyle with part one of Out Radio for March, and there's much more. But what to follow Tribe 8 with? Well, I think I have one that'll work, and it has a powerful message. Rebecca Drysdale and It Gets Better.
She's got a dirty little secret that everybody knows. She came out, but she wishes she had left the closet closed. And here is little Davy hiding in the piano room, playing Wicked, Rent, Chicago, Cats, and Brigadoon. He's hiding from the locker room and jocks who roam the halls, where he's safe from wedgie shiners and destruction of his balls. But when they call you weirdos, fags, and rejects, flamers, to the ones who care believe.